So it gets a little more complicated than what I've just presented. In reality, the air masses coming from the subtropical high pressure zone within the Hadley cell don't flow perpendicular to the equator, but actually are deflected by the Coriolis force created by the spin of the Earth. You can see at the North Pole there, the spin direction is counterclockwise. As you can see from the arrows, an air mass moving from 30 degrees north toward the equator is deflected toward the right, while the air masses moving north from 30 degrees south of the equator deflect towards the left. These are the orange arrows on the diagram. So tropical winds in the northern hemisphere come out of the northeast, while in the southern hemisphere they come out of the southeast. It's important to note that at latitudes higher than 30 degrees in the temperate zone, like here in Madison, climate is controlled by totally different processes, driven by frontal systems pushed by westerly winds, moving air toward the east. Those are those blue arrows. Wind is always named by the direction it is blowing from.